Hallelujah. Greetings to all brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹，你们好。
Tonight is a very special night.
今晚是非常特别。
Because True Jesus Church in Vancouver is officially reopened starting from tonight.
温哥华真耶稣教会今晚正式重开。
It is the grace of God that we can gather one more time in this place to worship our true and living God.
因为神的恩典，我们又可以聚集在此。一起聚会。
Since March 18, because of the pandemic, that everything has to be stopped, including the church physical service.
那从三月十八号开始，因为疫情的关系，包括教会就因此而关闭。
I'm sure everyone, including you and I here, are deeply missing our church and physically come here, sitting in the chapel and praising and worshiping our true God.
那我相信，包括你我每一位，我们都很想念能够亲自来到教会来崇拜神。
Because seeing the TV, watching the YouTube, yes, we still get the message, but the experience is very different.
虽然我们可以透过电视来聚会得到讯息，但是这感觉还是非常不一样。
So thank God for the limited group of 50 people, we are sitting here in the house of God.
感谢神，现在限制50位，但是我们都可以坐在神的家里崇拜神。
That make me think of a story in the Bible that the door of the Holy Temple is reopened.
这让我想到圣经里的故事，就是圣殿的门重开了。
That sitting here today, we see our chapel is reopened, is really touch.
那我们今天坐在我们会堂里，看到教会重开，是心里非常感动。
Let's all turn to you.Second Chronicles chapter 29.
我们翻开历代志下二十九章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Second Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3.
历代志下二十九章第三节，元年正月，开了耶和华殿的门，重新修理。
What happened here?
这里发生了什么
？Is A king called Hezekiah, he did something very wonderful in the eyes of God.
那这里有一位王叫做西西加，他做了一件为神眼中非常喜悦的事。
That is in the first year as king, and the first month that he reopened the door of the holy temple.
在元年正月的时候，他开了耶和华殿的门。
Then we must ask why he has to open it.
首先，我们要问为什么他需要重开圣殿的门。
Then we have to go back to King Hezekiah, his father and his grandfather, and see what they did.
我们就必须回溯到西西家他的爸爸还有祖父，他们做了些什么事。
Next slide tells us that the door of the holy temple was closed during the previous generation.
那在这里我们看到耶和华圣殿的门被关上了。
We know that for every building, if the door is closed, there's no way you can enter.
那我们知道，任何建筑物假如门关上，我们就无法进入。
And why the temple gate was closed?
为什么圣殿的门会被关闭
？Because the previous generation was not very keen, was not very concerned about the spiritual life.
那因为上一代的关系，他们不再在乎他们灵命上。
Let's look at Hezekiah's grandfather.
让我们再看一下西西家的祖父。
His name is called, next line, called Jotham.
他的名字叫约旦。
Let's turn to Second Chronicle, chapter 27, verse 2.
让我们翻开历代志下二十七章的第二节。
Chapter 27, let's read verse 1 and 2.
二十七章第一节和第二节，约旦登基的时候年二十五岁。在耶路撒冷作王十六年，他母亲名叫耶路撒，是撒都的女儿。
Verse two，
约坦行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他父乌西亚一切所行的，只是不入耶和华的殿，百姓还行邪僻的事。
Here there was a king called Jotham， 约坦啊。
因为这里有一位王叫做约坦。
Now he is from a very good background。
他有非常良好的背景。
And then he did the right thing in the eyes of God.
他在神眼中做正的事。
Because his father called Uzziah was also quite a good king.
因为他的父亲乌西亚也是一位非常好的王。
At the beginning, at least.
至少是一开始的时候。
Later, he became bad.
但是他晚年的时候就变坏了。
Now, this Jotham, he is right on the eyes of God, but there's one problem in his life.
虽然约坦他行的事是为正的，但是他做了一件事。
He didn't like to go to the temple.
他不喜欢去圣殿。
Yes, he believed he represents one kind of believers.
他的行为代表某一种信徒的行为。
Yes, he knows there is God.
对，他知道神是存在。
He believed God.
他也相信神。
And he believed that God controls everything.
他也相信神是控制一切。
His heart believed, but he don't want to go to the temple. He doesn't want to go to church.
但是他却不想要去圣殿。
In our today's term, we call them inactive member. They have a membership in our book, but they don't come to church.
那现今的话，我们就称为这些信徒叫做
不活跃的信徒。
不活跃的信徒。
Sooner or later, they will disappear totally. We cannot even find them.
那之后呢？他们可能就会消失不见。
Okay, now what? Why King Jotham did not go to the temple?
为什么约坦呢？他不去圣殿？
The Bible did not mention why, but we can think about what could be the excuses.
那圣经没有提说为什么，但是我们可以想想他的背后的理由是什么。
Next slide. Now, maybe he was thinking to himself, I was too busy. I'm a king. I have too many business to manage. I'm too busy to go to temple.
那他可能想说，他身为一位王，他有很多事要治理，所以无法去圣殿。
Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he made a parable on this.
那主耶稣在世的时候呢，他说了个比喻。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 14.
翻开路加福音的十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章。
Verse 16 on.
十六节。
Luke chapter 14, verse 16.
路加福音十四章十六节，耶稣对他说：“有一人摆设大宴席，请了许多客。”
Verse 17.
到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说：“请来吧，样样都齐备了。”
Now, who was the one who making the feast?
那是谁摆了大宴席
？It is God who make a spiritual feast for you and me.
那是神，他摆设灵性上的大宴席给我们。
Today we can come to church. We are enjoying a feast. We eating spiritually.
那现今我们可以来到教会，享受这大宴席。
And the feast of God is salvation.
那神的大宴席就是我们的，就是救赎。
However, when times come, what happened to the people he has invited?
那时间到了，他那些邀请的宾客怎么了
？Verse 18.
十八节，众人异口同音的推辞，头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我吃了。
”Verse 19.
又一个说：“我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我吃了。
”Verse 20.
又一个说：“我才娶了妻，所以不能去。”
Now we know that as a guest of, as a host of a banquet, it is very important that your guests have to show up on time.
那身为一个主人的宴席的话，你总会希望你的客人能够准时到达。
Because you have made the effort buying the food and cooking everything and setting the table, cleaning the house and making everything ready.
那身为主人，你必须买食物、打扫、准备桌子。
So you make the you want your guests to come.
所以你会希望你的宾客能够到达。
那 can you imagine if last minute your friend who's supposed to come call you say, hey, you know what? I'm very busy today, so I will not be coming.
那你可以想一下，最后一秒的时候呢，你的客人突然打电话给你说，哦，我没有办法到了。
I think you'll be very angry. Maybe you say, okay, from now on, I'll never invite him again, right? I don't even want to be friends this kind of people.
那你可能心里会想说，会非常愤怒，会想说，哦，我再也不会请他来了。
This happened in this parable.
那在比喻中说到
，Those who received the invitation, those who said they will come, actually they are making excuses.
那这些被邀请的宾客呢，他们都一口就想了一些理由不想来。
Of course, the common excuse here is actually they are busy.
那这里一般的说法呢，就是说他们是非常的忙碌。
Okay, what are they busy of?
那他们在忙什么
？Well, some say they bought a piece of land. They have to go to check it.
那有一个人说他买了一块地，需要去看。
Some say they bought some oxen. They have to ox. They have to go to check it.
有一个说啊，他买了一些牛，他要试试。
Some say I just marry a wife. I cannot come.
另外一个说他才娶了妻，又不能去。
There's all excuses.
这都是一些推辞的理由。
Yes, buying a land is important. It's a real estate investment, right?
对，买土地投资的话是非常重要。
Buy some ox, but just like buying a car, also is very important.
那买牛就像买车一样，也是非常重要。
Getting married is one of the most important things in your life.
那当然，娶妻也是人生当中重要的大事。
But you knew about this feast long ago.
但是你知道这宴席其实已经很久了。
And this feast just take you a few hours.
那这宴席其实可能只要几个小时。
Your wife will not run away. Your field is not run away. The ox will not run away for you sitting in the banquet for 2 hours.
那在你在宴席的时候，你的太太、你的土地的牛也不会跑走。
So sometimes when we say we are too busy for God or for God's word, is it really true or just excuse?
那有时候我们说我们太忙碌了，所以没有时间来和神亲近或者读他的话语，这是事实吗？
Yeah, King Jotham maybe think that I'm the busy guy. You know, I manage the whole country.
那约坦呢？他可能约坦王，他可能觉得他是个非常忙碌的王，因为他管他全国。
But next line, we want to share one thing. If you really care for something or someone, you will find time and you'll make time.
那如果你真的非常关心某一个人的话，你会愿意花时间。
Look at us who are sitting here tonight or you're online here. Who is not busy nowadays?
那就像看我们现在在场的，还有在网络上聚会的，我们哪一位不忙碌
？You have your work.
我们有工作。
And now you have a family.
我们有家庭。
For young people, you have your studies.
年轻的还蛮需要读书。
And you have children to take care.
还有小孩需要照料。
Everyone is so busy.
每一位都是非常忙碌。
But why some people, even though they are so busy, they can still come to church, they can still worship God?
为什么有些人虽然他们非常忙碌，但是他们还可以抽出时间来教会
？Because for them, God is very important.
因为对他们来说，神是非常重要。
Just like if you love someone, no matter how busy you are, you find time for him.
就算你如果你非常喜爱一个人的话，你不管怎么样都会找时间。
For example, if you love your wife, even though after a whole day busy of work, you will go home immediately.
就像你非常爱你的老婆的话，即便是你在非常忙碌一天之后，你还是会找时间。
If you love your husband, right, daily you text him, and then try to make a call, and then even send messages.
那如果你非常爱你的先生的话，你总会要花时间来和他联系。
Or you're very busy at work, but you receive a call from the school saying you have to pick up your child, he's sick, and then you have to rush to the school.
那当你在工作忙碌的时候，你突然接到学校电话说你孩子生病了，当然你一定会去接孩子。
Because they are very important to you.
因为他们对你来说是非常重要。
So you will find time, you will make time.
所以你愿意会花为他们花时间。
But unfortunately, some people didn't go to church or didn't have time to worship God because they say they are too busy.
但是呢，不幸的有些人会说，因为我太忙碌了，所以我无法来教会。
Actually, those are excuses.
但是那些只是推迟理由。
Why?
为什么
？Because they have time to relax.
他们有时间可以来休息。
They can sit in front of the TV for the computer for hours. They can play with the cell phone for hours.
他们可以在电视前，在电话上可以玩好几个小时。
But they cannot find even 1 hour, 2 hours to come to church.
但他们却无法花一个小时时间来教会。
For Jotham, maybe he thinks he is too busy.
对约坦来说，他可能觉得他是非常忙碌的人。
But even you are very busy.
即便你是非常忙碌
，You have to ask yourself one question.
你也需要问自己一个问题
：Who keep you alive so that you have time?
谁能够维持你的生命，让你有这些时间
？If you are not alive, you will not have time.
如果你没有生命的话，你就没有时间。
If you're lying on a coffin, if you're buried underground, you will not have time to be busy because you have no time.
如果你现在躺在棺材里的话，你就没有时间。
Only the living have time.
只有存活的人才有时间。
Then who keep us living?
所以想说是谁能够维持我们的生命
？It's God who keep us living.
是神能维持我们的生命。
So no matter how busy we are, we have to find time for God.
所以不管我们是多么的忙碌，我们总要找时间来敬拜神。
The beginning of the faith is getting weaker and weaker. Drawback is beginning of you are saying that you're too busy.
那一开始的你的灵命生活就，因为非常忙碌，所以无法看顾他。
Yeah, look at the next line, right? Just like this person, he have so many arms, so many hands. He's juggling different duties, different things in his life.
那这个人呢，他是有非常多的手，因为他非常忙碌，需要做很多事情。
Wow, yeah, time to earn money.
需要赚钱。
It's a US dollar, right? This picture is from the US, I think.
这个是他拿的美金，还是美国来的照片。
Have the computer do the work.
还要有工作的电脑。
Document to see.
他的很多文件要看。
Messages to check.
还有电话上的讯息。
And then after work, you have to go to work out.
那工作完后呢，还要去健身。
I think that is a typical life of all the members right now.
那这可能就是我们一般成员的生活形态。
After the whole day, you say I'm so tired. I don't have time for God or for anything else.
那一天之后呢？你可能想说，我非常疲劳了，我没有办法再去健身了。
But next line, God will never give you a schedule so full that there's no time for Him.
神绝对不会给你一个非常满的时间表，让你没有时间来亲近他。
If a schedule now is so packed, so full, you don't have time to pray, you don't have time to read Bible, you don't have time to go to church. Sorry, this schedule is not given by God. It's not approved by God.
如果你时间表非常忙碌到你没有办法来教会跟神祷告，那很抱歉，这个时间表不是神给你的。
It's not what God like. 不是神喜欢的。
不是神喜欢的。
It's what devil try to make you too busy so that you can draw far from him.
是魔鬼所设计的。
Let's turn to the next line. Matthew, turn to Matthew 6:33.
翻开马太福音第六章三十三节。
6:33.
马太福音。第六章三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
Remember, this is the way how we can receive blessing.
请记得，这是我们该如何得到祝福的方式。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
首先要求他的国和他的义。
What is God's kingdom?
什么是神的国？
God's kingdom is where He controls.
神的国度是他所控制的。
And also is His church.
也是他的教会。
And also is His heart.
也是他的心。
Inside our heart.
在我们心里面。
So we've always tried to improve relationship with God.
所以我们总是要改善我们跟神之间的关系。
Put it number one.
第一点。
Other things you don't have time, you can skip it. But God, you can never skip.
任何其他东西，如果你没有时间的话，你可以跳过，但是神是绝对不能跳过的。
For example, look at the slide here, right? Not find time even. You have to make time for God. You have to make it.
你要花时间，你每天跟神花时间。
You have to create the time. You have to put God first.
你要把神放在首先。
That is how you can revive your faith.
这是你如何来兴起你的信仰。
Now the second reason, next line, why Jotham is not going to the temple? Why he's not going there?
那第二个约坦王不想去教会的原因是什么呢
？Well, but first maybe he's too busy. But after a while, he doesn't really like going there. He doesn't want to go anymore.
首先呢，他是因为太忙碌，接下来呢，他可能就是不喜欢去了。
Brother and sister, look at this. These two things are related. If you are too busy to go after a while.You don't even bother. You don't even like to go. Maybe the beginning you like to go, but you don't have time.
各位弟兄姐妹，这是两件事相关联的。如果你一开始就没有时间去，那你接下来一定是不会喜欢去的。
Because when your faith are going downhill, you start to be dislike going to church or feel that going to church is very boring.
那当你的信仰呢开始走下坡的时候，你会开始非常厌恶教会。
Just like if you and your friend is really good relationship, you really like to see him or her. You like to spend time, hours. You don't mind.
那就像你跟你朋友如果非常良好的关系嘛，你绝对不会介意跟他花些时间。
But if you and him started to get distant, and then suddenly you sit down, you don't have things to talk, right? You don't even like spending time there. It's awkward. That means your relationship is already far.
那如果你跟你朋友之间的距离非常遥远，那你绝对不会想要跟他坐下来一起聊天，花些时间。
So, if one day you feel that going to church is very boring, you going there, you feel guilty because you hear the message like you're always picking on you. Be careful, right? Because your relationship with God is a bit far.
那如果有一天你觉得去教会非常无聊，你感觉到聚会的道理都是让你感到罪恶感，那你可能你跟神的距离是非常遥远的。
So maybe Jotham, he.Find himself, you know, he didn't really like, he didn't enjoy going to the temple.
那约坦王呢，可能觉得他不太喜欢去教会。
He enjoyed doing other things.
他可能喜欢享受其他事物。
But definitely not going to the temple.
但绝对他是不喜欢去圣殿的。
Okay, Jesus make a parable.
那神主耶稣做了一个比喻。
Okay, who need Jesus?
谁需要主耶稣呢
？Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9, verse 12.
我们翻开马太福音第九章的十二节。
Matthew 9 verse 12。
马太福音的第九章十二节。耶稣听见就说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
Now Jesus said a very interesting statement here.
这里啊，耶稣说了一个非常有趣的话。
Those who are healthy doesn't need a doctor.
康健的人不用医生。
Only the sick need a doctor.
只有病的人才需要。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思？
In Jesus' time, there are so many self-righteous people. They don't think they need Jesus.
那在主耶稣的时代呢，有很多自以为公义的人，他们认为不需要主耶稣。
Just like the Pharisee, they think they are good. They don't need to go to. They don't need to believe in Jesus.
就像法利赛人一样，他们觉得他们非常的优秀，所以他们不需要耶稣。
Actually, it's not that they are healthy, but they don't admit that they are sick. They don't admit that they have problems.
因为他们不承认他们有问题，他们不承认他们有病。
So why some people, especially men, you know, compared to women, men doesn't like to go to see doctor, especially middle-aged men.
那为什么跟女人比起来，尤其是中年男人，他们不喜欢去看医生
？Even they have problem, right? But they say, no, I'm fine. You know, I'm healthy. I don't want to see doctor.
那即便他们有些疾病，他们也会声称说他们没有问题，不想去看医生。
I think because they want to avoid a problem, they don't want to face it.
因为他们总想要避免这些问题，他们不想要面对。
Because if you go to see the doctor, they'll tell you, right? You have to quit smoking, or you have to lose weight, or you have to change your lifestyle, change your diet.
那他们想说，假如看了医生的话，他们医生会跟他们讲说，改变他们生活形态，或者是叫他们减肥。
Or they don't want to be told that you know what, you're very unhealthy. You know, you're gonna die soon if you don't change.
或者他们不想被叫说哦，他们是非常不健康，有可能很快就会死掉。
So like an ostrich, right? Oh, I don't see, I don't hear. See evil, no evil. Hear no evil. Then they have no problem.
就像鸵鸟一般，你就是躲起来，你就什么都听不到，什么都看不到。
That is exactly the reason that why some people doesn't like going to church.
那这就是像很多人的原因一样，为什么他们不喜欢来教会
？They avoid to hear their problems.
他们想要避免听到他们自己本身的问题。
They don't want to be told to change.
他们不想被告知说他们需要改变。
And they live in a world that they imagine themselves everything is all right.
那他们想要存在一个世界，他们认为一切都没有事。
So Jotham, maybe he was like that, having this mentality.
那约坦可能就有这样的心理想法。
He didn't think he need to go or he doesn't want to go.
那他可能认为他不需要去圣殿。
Or maybe he didn't like the priests or like the people there.
那或者他可能不喜欢圣殿里面的人。
And the next line, I do a little bit of research. I find out that, you know, according to all the age group, which group of people will drop out church easily?
那我做了一些调查，那哪一些族年龄族群呢比较容易不来教会
？Actually, the young adults, starting from they go to college, and then when they finish college, this group of young people, not TJC but generally, right? This group of people most easily drop out of church.
尤其是那些年轻人刚上完大学，他们就是一般来说也不一定是我们。教会他们最容易不来教会。
So, especially if you are entering college this year, be very careful. Or you are about to graduate, very careful. You are the high risk group of dropping out of church.
那尤其是那些刚进大学或刚毕业的人，你们是高风险群，你们有可能会不来。
What are the reasons they say they drop out of church? They stop attending church?
那他们不来教会的原因是什么？
Some say I moved to college and I just stop taking a break.
那有些人可能会想说，我刚进大学，我想要休息。
Maybe they've chosen a college that's too far from church, so they're too lazy, right? Too difficult to go.
或者他们上的大学是非常遥远的，所以他们觉得太辛苦，不想来。
So if you don't want to drop out of church because of the distance, you better choose your college very carefully.
那如果你不想因此距离关系而不来教会，所以你选大学的时候更要仔细选。
Sometimes you have to travel 5-6 hours to go to church one way. How can you go in the regularly?
那有时候，假如你住太远，需要5-6个小时才能到教会，那你怎么可能会一直来呢
？Okay, some people say, you know, church members are not good. They're judgmental. They're hypocritical.
那有些人可能会说，教会的成员他们非常会批判人，非常表里不一。
Yeah, maybe they had a bad experience in church. Somebody tell them something, they're not happy.
那有些人可能在教会有一些不好的经验，有些人可能被告知一些事情，他们不太高兴。
Sometimes you have to think about ourselves. Don't think about others, whether they are good or not. Think about yourself.
那我们应该要常常想象自己，先不要想别人，想自己。
Are we perfect?
我们是完美的吗
？No, we are not perfect.
对，我们不是完美的。
So if I'm not perfect, I need God. I don't care what other people say.
如果你不完美的话，你是需要神，你就不要管其他人说什么。
Okay, the third reason they say they don't want to go to church is they don't feel connected to the people who go to church.
那第三个不想来教会原因就是他们觉得跟教会的成员没有任何的连接关系。
Of course, it's very important when you go to church, you can connect to people, your friends.
那当然，来教会很重要的原因就是你可以跟教会的人一起有一些交流。
But you don't wait for other people to be your friend. You can go to make friends. You can care for others.
当然，你当然不是自己在这里等人家来跟你交朋友，你可以自己主动的去。
And of course, the most important thing why you go to church is not connect to people.
那当然，来教会最重要的原因是什么？当然，你不是来交流而已。
We want to connect to God when we come to church.
你是来教会来来和神做连接。
We want to get God's spiritual life.
那你想要有一个好的属灵生活
？Some people say I disagree with the church stance about political and social issue.
那有些人可能不同意，那有些人可能是觉得教会有太多泛政治化。
But actually, the church is not the place to talk about politics.
那当然，教会不是一个谈政治的地方。
We are the one talking the Bible.
我们是谈论圣经的地方。
So no matter what are the reason, there's always one problem: is those who are saying that they have reason, actually they forget their own needs and their own problem.
那当然，那些有找很多理由的人呢，当然都没想到他们其实没有面对自己本身的问题。
So for Jotham, whatever reason are that.It's not the true reason.
那就约坦王来说呢，不管他的理由是什么，他绝对不成立。
Maybe the next line, the real reason is he has forgotten about God slowly and slowly.
那真正原因呢，可能就是他慢慢的淡忘神。
After he stopped going to the temple, he'll forget about God.
那当他不去圣殿的时候，他就逐渐忘记了神。
Of course, you can pray at home, you can read Bible at home, but it's different that when you physically go to the temple.
当然，你可以在家里读经祷告，但是跟你实际去教会是非常不一样的。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
让我们翻开撒母耳记下
verse 20.
十二章二十节。
2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 20.
撒母记下十二章二十节。大卫就从地上起来沐浴。抹膏换了衣裳进耶和华的圣耶和华殿敬拜然后回宫吩咐人摆饭他便吃了。
Here David, after he has committed sin against God, he has to face the consequences.
那这里大卫呢他犯了罪所以他需要面对的后果。
The son which he had from Bathsheba due to adultery has passed away.
那他跟
伯士巴
所生的儿子呢，因为犯罪的关系死去。
He was very sad.
他感到非常的忧伤。
But after the son passed away,
当他儿子去世时
，He cleaned himself, put on ornaments, put on new clothes, and go to the house of God to worship.
那他起来沐浴，抹了膏，换了衣服，就去神的殿敬拜。
Why?
为什么他这样做
？Because for him, this is a new beginning.
对他来说，这是一个新的开始。
Yes, he has relationship problem with God in the past. That's why he committed sin.
那因为之前他跟神的关系不好，所以他犯了罪。
But right now, I want to have a new beginning.
但是他现在想要重新开始。
He has to go to the temple.
他必须去圣殿。
Some people say, right, we can just keep on online service. Everybody join online. Why bother making all the efforts to go into church physically?
那有些人可能想说，哦，我觉得上网聚会很好，为什么我们要来教会呢
？We save the gas, save the time of traveling. We still can listen to the same message, right? Not even one less sentence, same message.
那我们可以因此省了汽油费，省了时间，我们可以听到同样的道理。
But for God, it's different. For you, may be the same. For God, it's different.
对你来说可能是一样的，但是对神来说是不同。
When God sees that, you spare the time.
当神看到你愿意花时间来
，You put on a new clothes, clean clothes. You take a shower.
你换上新衣，你沐浴了。
You take the effort coming to the church.
你做了一番努力来到教会。
You bow down, you sing him to worship him.
你 跪下来，然后唱赞美诗。
God saw your commitment and your heart.
那神会因此看到你心里的的信心、
诚意。And then also, when you sit in the house of God, you feel so solemn, you feel so quiet, you feel so close to Him.
那神在神的家里呢，你会感到非常的安静，你会感到与他非常的亲近。
So, however, the faith of the people at the time is going down and down.
但是呢，当时百姓的信心呢是非常的低弱。
The next slide tells us that the faith is getting weaker.
那信仰呢是逐渐退步当中。
So, due for a king, and then the next king after Jotham is called Ahaz.
那在约坦王之后呢，是
亚哈斯。
亚哈斯。
Let's turn to Second Chronicle chapter 28, verse 24.
那我们翻开《历代志下》的28:24.
Chapter 28, verse 24, Second Chronicles.
历代志下28:24，亚哈斯将神殿里的器皿都聚了来，毁坏了，且封锁耶和华殿的门，在耶路撒冷各处的拐角建筑祭坛。
Wow, this King Ahaz was even worse than his father. His father just didn't go to the temple, but he sealed the door, closed the temple, nobody can go in.
那这个亚哈斯王比他爸爸更糟糕，他不止不来教会，而且他把圣殿的门都关了，而且毁坏。
He doesn't only close the door of a physical temple.
他不止把圣殿本身的门给关起来。
He also closed the door in his heart to God.
他也把他的对神的心门也关起来。
Next line tells us that your heart actually is the temple of God.
那我们每个人的心呢，就是神的殿。
That is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
那这是记录在哥林多前书第三章十六节。
Everyone, you and I, the heart actually is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们每个人的心都是神的殿。
Now, is your heart the door closed to God already?
那你的心门已经关上了吗？
Just like next slide, there's that. If your heart is closed, you see the sign, right? If you go to a place, let's go to business nowadays, right? We see due to COVID-19, closed, you cannot go in.
那如果门关起来的话，你可能会看到一个标示说这个门已经关起来，不做生意了。
But of course, when it's reopened, you see the sign open, right?
那当然，那要重开的时候，你会看到一个标示说要开了。
Now our heart has a door.
那我们的心就是这门。
Next slide says Jesus every day try to lock on your door, try to get in.
那主耶稣每天都在敲门，想要进来。
That's what the Bible says in Revelation.
那这是圣经在启示录里面说到。
It's in the Revelation 3:20.
翻开启示录3:20.
Revelation 3:20.
启示录3:20。看哪、我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音的就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Jesus said, "Behold, I'm at your door. I'm outside of the doorstep."
耶稣说：“看哪、我站在门外。”
Just like nowadays, if you order something from Amazon, you know, wow, here, ding dong, wow, immediately you rush there, open. Oh, I want to get your package.
那就像现在我们从亚马逊上订的东西，他们送来的时候按了门铃，你就赶快冲出去。
Or your friend is waiting outside, you want to rush to the door and open for him.
或者你朋友在外面门口的时候，你赶快要去开门。
Now, brother and sister, Jesus Christ, every day, he just like to go in your door, go to your heart.
那主耶稣每天都在敲门，想要进来。
He want to spend time with you. He want to be in your house. He want to change you. He want to bring blessing to you.
那主耶稣每天都在敲门，他想要进来你的家里，他想要改变你。
So, but the problem is how long you are going to let him wait?
那问题是你要让他等多久
？Now it's time for Hezekiah to be king.
那
现在轮到西西家王。Now he is the king. The first thing he want to do is reopen the gate of the temple.
那西西家王当他是王的时候，他想做的事就是打开那门。
Just like we have read at the beginning, he opened it in the first year, first month.
就像刚说的，他在第一年第一个月打开。
So what does it teach us today, brother and sister?
他所以这教导我们什么
？We have to learn from Hezekiah.
我们要向西西家学习。
Next line said, "Open the door to Jesus."
快向主耶稣打开心门。
Just like our church door open right now, people can come in.
就像我们教会门打开，让人进来。
But more importantly, the door in your heart is it open to Jesus?
但是最重要的是，我们心的门有没有向耶稣打开
？If you let Jesus to enter, He'll bring peace, He'll bring blessing, He'll bring love.
那如果你的心门可以打开向主耶稣的话，他就会为你带来平安、祝福还有爱。
Let's turn to Luke to give you an example. Luke chapter 19.
我们翻开路加福音十九章
，verse 5，
第五节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 5 to 6.
路加福音十九章第五节到第六节。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来。”今天我必住在你家里。他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
This is a story very touching.
这是一个令人感人的故事。
There was a person called Zacchaeus.
那有一位仁兄叫撒该。
He was a tax collector.
他是一个税吏。
Tax collector means he collect taxes for the Roman government.
那税吏他的任务就是为罗马政府收税。
But his people, the Jewish people, hated him.
但是大部分人都是讨厌他的。
Because this tax collector, first, he worked for a foreign government, which they hated. The Jews hate the Romans.
那这些税吏呢？他其实是为国外的政府工作，所以那些犹太人都不喜欢。
Secondly, this Zacchaeus, he always overcharged people, collect more than they have to pay, so people hated him.
那撒该呢？他常常超过他所该收的税，所以人们都不喜欢他。
But this Zacchaeus, his heart is close to people, right? He didn't care. All he mind is money, money, money.
那撒该的心呢，其实是贴近人的心，所以他心里所想都是钱。
So he refused anyone to come into his heart.
那他因此拒绝任何人进入他的心里。
He has to do his job and overcharge people to make money.
那他就需要做他的工作，能够收。超过他该收的税。
So you can see this person must be a very lonely person, has no friends or very few people who love him and care for him.
那你可以想象，这个人是非常孤独的，没有什么人喜欢他。
But one day Jesus passed by his town.
那有一天呢，耶稣经过他的城镇。
He was shocked. He couldn't see Jesus, so he climbed up to the sycamore tree.
那他感到非常震惊，所以因此爬上了桑树。
他很矮呀，他很矮，他身材很矮小。
他身上矮小
，so he has to climb up to the tree to see Jesus.
所以他需要爬上桑树来看耶稣。
So when Jesus saw him, he said, "Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, come down."
那当耶稣看到撒该的时候，他就说：“撒该，赶快下来。
”Tonight, I will stay in your house.
今天呢，我要住在你家里。
Wow, can you imagine, Zacchaeus? Immediately he rushed down and welcomed Jesus to his home.
撒该因此赶快就下来，然后开开欢欢喜喜的接待主耶稣。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he has decided I want to accept Jesus in my life.
因为他决定了，他要在他生活当中迎接主耶稣。
He didn't want to live the old life anymore.
他不想再过之前的生活。
Yes, he has all the money, but he didn't have love.
对他有他的财富，但他心中没有爱。
He didn't have peace.
他没有平安。
He didn't have friends.
他没有任何的朋友。
So he's not happy.
所以他不高兴。
So he opened his heart to Jesus.
因此他，所以他打开他的心房。
And from now on, salvation has come to that house.
那从此呢，救赎就来到他家。
So today, we have to learn from Hezekiah. Open our heart to Jesus.
所以今天呢，我们要向撒该学习，把我们的心向主耶稣打开。
Next slide said, when you open your heart to Jesus, you are opening your heart to the greatest love in the universe.
所以，当你把你的心向主耶稣打开的时候呢，你的心就会迎接世界上最伟大的爱。
Brother and sister, all we need is love, right? It's even a song sing like this.
那各位弟兄姐妹，我们所需要的就是爱。我们有一赞美诗也是如此的说。
But the best love is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是最棒的爱呢，就是从我们主耶稣而来。
So that's where we have to reopen, not only physically but spiritually.
那所以我们现今要重开不只是实际上的大门，也而且是灵命上的大门。
Of course, even physically gathering is very important.
但是呢，回头来说，能够亲自来教会聚会是非常重要。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24.
那我们翻开啊，
希伯来书 10:24
10:24
Hebrews 10:24
有的啊，希伯来书十章二十四节，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Here the Bible says, "Do not stop meeting together."
那我们不该停止聚会。
The Bible did not say, "Do not stop listening to sermon."
圣经上没有说我们该停止聚会。
The Bible did not say, "Do not stop reading the Bible."
圣经上也没有说我们该停止读经。
By yourself, you can read the Bible even 100 chapters a day. By yourself, you can listen to 10 sermons online every day.
你可以自己读经，读很多，也可以上网自己看聚会的。
But if you are not meeting brother and sister, you are lacking the big portion, the biggest portion in the spiritual life.
但是呢，如果你无法见到弟兄姐妹的话，你的灵命生活当中会有缺乏很多。
So no matter what happened, do not stop meeting together.
那不管发生什么事，你都不该停止聚会。
Next slide says the early believers actually they meet daily.
那这里提到在比较早前的一些信徒呢，他们每天都会聚集在一起。
Acts chapter 2, they tell us they meet daily in the temple, they break bread, they talk, they gather, they pray.
那使徒行传第二章这里提到，他们每天都会聚会一起擘饼。
However, later during the persecution, the government stopped them from gathering.
那之后呢？因为政府迫害的关系，所以他们停止聚会。
Then what did they do?
之后他们怎么做呢
？Okay, next picture is very important. Huh? I don't know whether you see this picture before. This place is the underground space. It's called the catacombs. Catacombs.
那这里是底隧道下的秘密聚会的场地。
It's a place where early Christians in the first century they gather and hide themselves there and also worship there.
那这是在第一世纪的时候呢，一些稍早的信徒他们聚会，然后躲藏的地方。
You remember last week we talked about the persecution in the first century in the Roman Empire?
那稍早呢，我提到基督徒的迫害。
If you're a Christian, you get caught in the street, you put in the jail, you put into the Colosseum, you got burned up, you get fed to the lion.
那如果你是基督徒，在街上被抓到的话，你会被丢进竞技场，然后你会被狮子喂食。
Now, if you and I today maybe say, oh, then maybe just hide in my house. I don't want to risk my life, right? I don't want to die, so I just hide in my house and do nothing.
那你可能会说，哦，那我可能就躲在家里，什么事都不要做好了。
I don't want to gather together because when you gather together, people know there's a group there, and then people will arrest you and kill you.
那如果你去聚会的话，你可能会被发现啊，你可能会被逮捕。
And also, you defy the government order, not having service. Christian religion is illegal under the Roman Empire.
那如果你聚会的话，你可能违反政府的政策，那这个聚会其实是非法。
But guess what the early Christian did?
你想想看，当初早期的信徒他们做了什么
？They don't even afraid.
他们完全不惧怕。
They don't even bother to obey the government order not together.
那他们也没有遵行政府的政策。
They find ways. They find creative way of gathering.
那他们当然是找寻比较有创意的方式能够聚集在一起。
Under the city of Rome, there's a lot of underground spaces. People put tombs or like underground channels.
那在罗马政府的时候呢，他们有很多地下隧道，他们在下面放了一些坟墓，还有一些走道。
It's not a pleasant place. It's not a nice place. It's dark. It's wet. And it's dirty. Obviously, no ventilation.
那隧道当然不是一个非常令人讨喜的地方呢，它是非常的脏，非常的不通风。
Because of this reason, people don't go there.
因为这些原因呢，所以没有人要去那里。
However, the Christian said, "Well, that is a safe place to gather to worship God."
但是对那些基督徒来说呢，这是一个非常安全可以聚会的地方。
They use the candle light, oil lamp, and then they worship God in those situations. And every minute they are there, they risk their life.
那他们用蜡烛、油灯来聚会，所以当他们在那里的每一分钟，其实都在冒险。
So if one day I ever go to Rome, I've never been there. But if one day I go to Italy, go to Rome, I don't want to see those Vatican or like a cathedral. I want to see this catacomb, right? Underground place where Christians gather for service.
那如果一天我可以去罗马的话，我不会想要去看那些雄伟的 教堂，但是我会想看这些地下隧道。
Where God was with them in time of tribulation.
那这是他们当初在受迫害的时候，神与他们同在的地方。
They don't stop meeting together, even though they have to risk their life.
那虽然他们要冒着生命危险，但他们没有停止聚会。
So Hezekiah opened the door, opened the door of worship. People gather again.
西西家王他重开了门，大家又可以重新聚会。
So today, are you willing to open the door for Jesus?
啊，现今你愿意把你的门为主耶稣打开吗
？Are you willing to put Jesus first in your life?
你愿意把主耶稣放在你生命的首位吗
？Thank God, let's all sing hymn.
感谢神，让我们唱赞美诗。
349.
349首。